word for you to try to get a chance to win a spot in knockout tournament. Again, the tournament will be March 3rd, a Monday, March 3rd, Monday. Listen in the 8 a.m. hour, 12 p.m. hour, 4 p.m. hour as well. I have to be 18 to win and be a California resident.
Does it feel like the All-Star game's coming?
We're so caught up with the Warrior stuff. Like, when I'm down there at Chase, I can feel it.
Okay.
I can feel it. But overall in the city,
I don't feel it.
Well, because I'm not in the streets like that, so I don't know.
Well, I walk around all the time, and I'm, you know, in and out of gyms, all different parts of the city. I haven't felt it just yet. But I bet when the calendar turns to February, we'll start to feel it.
I could feel a little differently because I'm around it a little bit more.
Well, you're at the Epicenter, which is Chase Center.
I know they got a Foot Locker All Access for the All-Star game happening on Powell, and I believe, Powell and Pine, I could be wrong, but around there on Powell Street, they're going to have something there, and I can start to see it ramp up a little bit, I also believe that if I was walking around in the streets or walking around downtown, you'll see more All-Star signage, so I do think they're going to ramp it up over the next week or two.
But also, as a point, you would think that you would see, like, banners or something up around the Embarcadero or you know, along the streets, the All-Star game's coming, there. But nothing.
That's a little surprising.
It is.
A little surprising.
But, again, we're about 2.5 weeks away, so let's allow it to play itself out. I'm ready to see, like, Giannis and Wemby rode a cable car.
I am kind of
here for that.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. When you actually see the All-Star.
Kevin Durant rides his bicycle on 6th and Market.
When you see, like, the Bay Bridge next to the players at the All-Star game, and they got the Bay Bridge logo next to it, I'm like, all right, cool. Kevin Durant, 6th and Market.
It's a joke.
You love 6th and Market, man. You love 6th and Market.
Well, that's where we need to start.
Well, they used to have a great nightclub there on 6th and Market.
Yeah,
Reggae Club.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I never had a problem there. Homeless people.
The downstairs was
great. It was unbelievable.
And many clouds of smoke
in
an era when you weren't allowed to indoors.
Hey, well, you know what?
Now there's that coffee shop right there that everyone waits for. It's like the hipster coffee shop. I'm like, I cannot believe that's a coffee shop.
Hey, 6th and Market. They're not scared.
Did you ever shop at Oxford's?
Oh, yeah. All down there. Come on, man. I was home away from home.
I wore an all rags, Market Street.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You guys are all fearful of 6th and Market.
I had the Nate Dogg hat.
You shot there for many, many years and had no worries in the world.
Did you have camouflage pants?
No, forget the camouflage pants. I didn't have camo
pants. Don't lie to me.
I had camo shorts.
Which color?
Camo shorts from Old Navy.
They had the all whites, the white and grays. They had the gray and baby blue. They had the khaki. Which one were your favorite, though?
Oh, the khaki and the green.
The Desert Storms?
The Desert Storms, absolutely. But you shot down there. So that's why I don't get all the 6th and Market.
Hold on, you're trying to move on to something else.
I am. You're on a different hype here. I had camo shorts for a long time. They go with anything.
Green? You had the
green ones. Oh, yeah. I need some. You know what? I always wanted camo pants. I'm going to go get me some camo pants, actually. Because camo pants hit hard. You can wear it with a black tee, white tee.
Making a comeback?
Do you guys know what we're even talking about?
Yes, camouflage pants.
No, I know, but it was a huge thing.
Yes, we know.
In, like, the hip-hop culture.
Yeah.
But see, we're only 10 years younger than you. We aren't that far behind you guys.
Yeah, you guys don't know.
You guys are not that old.
I'm not. Don't put you guys in that. That's a Shasky thing.
You guys are not that old. I'm saying you guys are not that old.
But I'm saying that's a Shasky thing, calling you guys little babies. I'm not going to do that.
I have five older brothers, so I have every iteration of different styles.
So they were rocking camos down in Monterey.
Yes.
Wow.
They were rocking camos everywhere.
Monterey's like Kansas or something.
This guy's
unbelievable. It's an hour and a half away from here.
This guy's one of one. Listen, he was down here shopping at Market Street. There was nothing but hoodlums down there on Market Street during those days. Midtown Rags, Oxford's, you had the Fun Center.
Yes.
Yeah, you shopped down there without a worry. Without a worry in the world.
Well, that was because I used to roll deep. And then me and my boy Eddie McHugh would go up and down.
Yeah, because you're looking for girls. There was girls walking around. There was a who's who in the Bay Area.
You're trying to get numbers.
You're trying to get outfits. You just want to be in a know. Downtown was popping. So that's why this whole thing, like, oh my God, we're so scared of 6th and Market. The last time you got out the car and walked down 6th and Market.
My algorithms changed since I was 21, Bob. I don't know if you know this.
His iTunes playlist has changed since then.
I have deleted certain songs.
I haven't deleted.
3-6 Mafia, there are some songs that 3-6 has that I've had to delete from the phone. Classics.
Oscar award winning 3-6 Mafia.
Alex Cobb.
I'm not deleting any songs. I'm just not going to play
Alex
the songs.
Alex Cobb!
We would love it.
I just don't understand the logic why you have to delete them from your phone.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, is someone going to go through your phone? Like, what's going on with this song here? And then like judge you, for I don't.
Well, you can't bump Ignition Remix exactly. anymore. You just can't. And it's one of the great songs totally ever, agree. But you can't play it
totally
anymore.
Agree.
The guy.
I had to delete the Jay-Z and R. Kelly album. It hurt me.
We all shot down there in the midst of the TL. But we be in Midtown Racks with dudes selling coke right across the street. We didn't care.
Jasky, were you a Slim Shady guy? Did you shave your head and do the bleach blonde hair?
I didn't need bleach blonde. I had bleach blonde
okay,
hair.
Okay, well, I'm naturally.
Step one.
Naturally. But
you were Marshall Mathers 2.0 or what?
I had a shaved head before Eminem was even on the scene.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he got it from you,
but no, this is what we would do in my house. No, because look, I had the crew cut my whole life. But in the summer, we'd get a shaved head so that you didn't need a haircut all summer. That's what we always did. You shaved your head at the beginning of summer. You did it again.
It's cheaper too. My mom always.
Yeah, you did it again probably in July, and then you'd let it grow out until you know, like school year. But for school year, crew cut always.
So where do you think the NBA All Stars will be shopping when they come to town?
That's a great online. Point, man. Nike Town. You got Nike Town. Nike Town.
Bonte, let me show you where all the Gucci shops are.
No, they know where the Gucci shops are. Their handlers know where the Gucci shops are. Trust me, NBA players know where the Gucci's and the Goyards and the Louis Vuittons and the YSL, Saint Laurent. They know where all that stuff is.
How important do you guys think, like, for the image of San Francisco, this All-Star game is?
It's massive.
I feel like it's pretty important.
It's massive. We gotta hit a home run. Can't one player get robbed? Number one, not one player can get robbed.
I don't even speak that into existence.
No, I'm not trying, no, but know, I'm just being, right. You asked me
I immediately thought of Ricky Pearsall. I immediately thought of Ricky Pearsall.
We cannot be bipping cars.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't think of that, but.
But like, I'm thinking of that as a situation, like that happened with like within 6 months ago.
No doubt.
I know. If I'm an athlete, like that kind of like scares me.
You can't have cars bip.
I walked Union Square every day, and I'm giving you my particular opinion. There is multiple cop cars with lights on every day, and it has, look, I'm dead serious. I'm not just saying this because I'm biased and I love the city. It has changed. It's a little better. Are there still random people sleeping in, you know, random stuff? Absolutely. I'm not going to deny that. Like, and it's the worst on the first. It just is when people get those, you know.
We can't bip cars. We got to don't bip cars. Don't rob anybody. You know, show great hospitality.
I think that, Chase Center, I'm going to be real. I was just at Chase Center for the Bruce Mahoney. You're there all the time. I am blown away that is part of the city because it's so unlike anything else in the city.
It's beautiful.
The cleanliness, the views, how it looks, everything's brand new. Where a lot of the infrastructure is older throughout the city. It is brand freaking new down there. It's going to present well.
But it's also...
At least that area, I'm saying.
By the way, there's going to be a new shoe palace in Union Square for All-Star. That's pretty cool. I know Mitchell and Ness, my boy Josh out there working at Mitchell and Ness. They're going to have their crew out here. I know Chris in 1985 Gallery. They're going to be doing something during the All-Star week.
Nice.
So it's going to be a lot going on here. And I think it's the start, right? Because you have the World Cup. You've got the Super Bowl 60 coming again. This is a very important year for the city of San Francisco to really show itself and show that we are the best city in the world. Because Super Bowl 60, all the events are going to be downtown, but Scotty Center and for Super
like
Bowl
it
50,
was last time.
It was a lot of fun.
I had a great time.
It was a great time.
Did
I didn't hear any problems.
Did you go down to Embarcadero?
I went to Embarcadero. I was down in San Jose for media day. I was everywhere.
I was everywhere. Where is everybody staying? And the NBA players, like, do we know where they're staying?
Well, they probably know where they're staying. We probably shouldn't. Let people.
I'm not trying to put it on black. Last time it was pretty well known. Some of the NFL officials were staying at the Hilton Union Square, and others were at the JW Marriott. Mm-hmm. Some were at the Ritz-Carlton. They were all spread out.
Think of 5-star hotels, and they're probably going to be there.
What's your favorite of the hotels around here?
Well, I haven't stayed in many hotels here.
You never done a staycation?
We did one at what's the one with the elevators going up and down on Powell and Gary.
Oh yeah, the big elevator.
Is that the not the St. Francis? Is it?
It is the St. Francis.
St. Francis.
Yes.
I would always love to stay at the Westin or the St. Regis. That'd be nice. That'd be nice. That'd be nice. Jason,
there is no signage though.
Surprising me. I haven't looked for it. Now that I think about it, I need to look for it more because
I've been looking at you wearing that logo all morning.
Speaking of which, are you mad about the All-Star reserves?
I'm not mad about anything. The All-Star game is for a younger generation.
Yeah.
Like, just in general. I've resigned myself to understanding that, like, it's not for me. Like, at one point it was for me. You know, when they used to have the Saturday with Ahmad Rashad.
Oh, yeah, with the mascots. Build-up?
It was awesome. Like, I always loved it as a child. I try to view it through a kid's lens. And like, again, I'm coaching the eighth graders right now. Like, they're going to love all this stuff.
Like, I wanted to see LaMelo Ball come to the Bay Area. I thought that would have been fun. And he got snubbed out the All-Star game, but, you know, team's not winning games. So I'm not too Domantas Sabonis. Sacramento's bitching and moaning about that.
Well, he deserved to be an All-Star.
He did. And I get it.
42 double-doubles, right. And he had a triple-double the other day.
You know what?
Day.
He'll probably get in because of injuries. So somebody's always going to be snubbed. We'll see. Let's go to Brian in Palo Alto. Brian in Palo Alto. What's happening?
Morning, guys. Happy Friday. How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
It's a payday today. Did you get paid too, BPA? You get paid every day.
I don't know. I did.
I mean, you don't even look at the bank account anymore. It's how much you ball it, man.
My wife handles that.
Wait a minute. I mean, you don't have a secret credit card?
No, I don't, actually. No, I don't have a secret credit card. Do you?
No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, come on. You ask that like a guy that's got secrets. All right. So, yeah, my take is, you know, I think I'm resigned. They're not going to make a move. Pretty convinced that, you know, the master plan is just keep kicking the potential big moves six months down the line until Steph retires or Steph demands a trade. They're not going to get it done. It's, you know, what's that?
I know you wanted to be a GM, and, you know, we had this whole bit if you were a GM. But if you were a GM of the Warriors right now.
I'm not a GM, I'd love to be one.
Such a
great line. But listen, who would you be willing to move? Everybody except for Steph? Like, what do they need, in your opinion, the most? What is the priority they should be looking at?
I'm not a GM, first off, right? Let's make that clear. I think you have to have a second option, a second scorer, whether that's a Levine or a Vukovic or whomever it is. I would agree Jimmy Butler's probably not a great fit, mostly because he's really a mid-range shooter, right? Not really a three-point shooter, which just feels like a weird fit with the Warriors. But, trades are hard, as Farhan said. for those who are paid well to be, you know, general managers in the National Basketball Association or in the Major League Baseball, you know, trades are hard is not an acceptable response. And Mike Dunleavy doesn't exactly have a great track record with the Warriors as a player. That's what it is. You know, they used to have, you know, I think one of Lacob's great talents in the early days as a VC, you just get the most talented people in the room. And now we've gone, you know, Jerry Jones Lacob style, right? Where you don't have the most talented guys in the room. You have your sons in the room, who are not the most talented guys to be making basketball decisions. And Mike Dunleavy Jr., who would Mike get hired by any of the other 31 teams in the NBA to be a GM? No, he wouldn't. So, yeah, that's my take. Is, you know, nobody hired Nick Sorensen to be a defensive coordinator, right?
BPA, if the Warriors don't make a move at the deadline, do you think that's a fireable offense?
It is to me, but it's not to Joe. And I think, you know, if he doesn't do it, he's probably doing Joe's bidding.
Wow.
Right. I think, you know, I think Joe wants to move on from the Steph era. And I think there's a very toxic segment of the Warrior fan base that does too. Extraordinarily annoying.
I got a question about the GM thing.
Yeah, BPA,
I'm dead
like,
serious when I say this. No, forget that.
What is he talking about? He wants to run off Steph?
I don't want you to be triggered.
I'm not triggered. I'm not going to get triggered.